WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your boy Jake Carter here, your daily dose of truth bombs and life hacks, served straight up with a side of snark. Now, let's be honest, we all have those voices in our heads, right? The ones whispering doubts, throwing shade on our dreams, making us question everything we do. You know that feeling when you're about to tackle something awesome, but your inner critic chimes in with a chorus of, "What if you fail?" Or, "Who are you kidding? This is way too ambitious." Yeah, self-doubt can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? It doesn't have to control us. Today, we're diving deep into how to shut down that negative chatter and unleash your inner badass. Here's the deal. Self-doubt isn't some cosmic punishment. It's a normal human experience. We all face it at some point, especially when stepping outside our comfort zones. But just because it's common doesn't mean we have to let it run wild. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle. The more you use those positive affirmations and self-compassion vibes, the stronger that mental muscle becomes. You can actually train yourself to silence the negativity. Number 1. Awareness. You gotta know your triggers, folks. What situations or thoughts tend to send your inner critic into overdrive? Recognizing those patterns is the first step to breaking free. Once you're aware of what sets off the self-doubt alarm, you can start to develop strategies for managing it. Maybe it's a presentation at work or scrolling through social media and comparing yourself to others. Identifying those triggers empowers you to take control. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how your inner critic sounds like a broken record player stuck on a loop of negativity? It's like they have this entire script written in dramatic irony. Next time you hear that voice, don't just accept it as fact. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those negative thoughts are distorted and exaggerated. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. Look, we're all human, and nobody's perfect. We make mistakes, we have setbacks, and that's okay. It's how we learn and grow. Instead of beating yourself up over every little slip-up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who was struggling. Talk to yourself like you're your own best cheerleader, reminding yourself of your strengths and past successes. Number 4. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Don't just focus on what you haven't accomplished yet. Take time to acknowledge and appreciate your achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may be. Every little victory builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. You know, those folks who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and believe in you even when you doubt yourself. Their energy is contagious, and their support can make a world of difference. On the flip side, try to distance yourself from those who constantly bring you down or drain your energy. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who celebrate your awesomeness. Okay, let's talk about something real. Remember that time you wanted to take on a new project, maybe learn a new skill, or start a new hobby? You were pumped, right? But then, those whispers of self-doubt started creeping in. What if I'm not good enough? What if I fail? Sound familiar? Maybe you even let those doubts win and talked yourself out of pursuing that dream. But here's the thing. Imagine if you had silenced that inner critic and just gone for it. Think about how rewarding it would have been to conquer that challenge, learn something new, and grow as a person. Don't let self-doubt steal your joy and your potential. So, what are we taking away from all of this? First, remember that self-doubt is normal, but it doesn't have to define you. Second, become aware of those negative thought patterns and challenge them head-on. Practice self-compassion, celebrate your wins, and surround yourself with positive people who believe in you. Now, go out there and show the world what you're made of. Don't just exist, thrive. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of positivity, leave a review if you're feeling generous, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.